Welcome to Raise Your Vibe and Heal. On today's episode, we're going to talk about not identifying with your thoughts. Then I will teach you a very quick, easy breathwork technique to help bring you back to balance. It's called the breath pause. Then finally, we're going to facilitate a guided energy healing session where I will connect with the energies of love and light. Today's episode was inspired by my calendar, Good Vibes, Good Life. And on the calendar, it said, separate your identity from your thoughts. You're not your thoughts. You're the observer of them. So let's get into today's episode. Welcome back. If you're new to my podcast, hello, my name is Lisa. And the goal of this podcast is to empower you to master stress and fear. As you do that, you're able to heal because you're clearing out the blocks and connecting with your own inner wisdom and inner guidance more specifically and more naturally. And this is within each and every one of us. So let's get into it. So how do you separate your identity from your thoughts? Well, first of all, remember that we have a bazillion thoughts. And I know there's statistics out there on that, which I don't have in front of me. But you can just sit in a moment and you're trying to meditate and now you have all these thoughts. But here's the thing. Just because you have a thought doesn't mean that's who you are. So looking at the thought as a neutral observer, I believe is a big part of why we're here, because we're learning how not to identify with that ego part of us. We're having this ego life experience. Most of us, the vast majority of us, are not at the place of the greatest spiritual teachers who are just so incredibly enlightened. The rest of us are here trying to do our absolute best. And by doing our best and connecting with our heart center, we're helping to raise the vibrational frequency for the collective. So what's one of the first things we can do is just notice our thoughts and just be a neutral observer. Just because you have a thought, that does not make you that thing. So getting yourself into a state of neutrality is going to be super, super helpful. And the reason why this is important is that I know that as an intuitive person, and we all have intuition to varying degrees and abilities, depending on how open we are, how receptive we are, I sometimes pick up on other people's thoughts. Now, that doesn't mean I'm walking around trying to read people's minds, because I can't do that. That's not what I'm speaking of here. But sometimes I feel like there are these thoughts in the collective field, in the collective energy, because we're all connected, that sometimes slip into my awareness. That doesn't mean it's my identity. It doesn't mean it's my thought. So what you can do, and what I try to do in that moment, is notice it and look at it and go, oh, that's interesting. It's the moment that we put emotion behind that thought that we start to give it energy. As long as we can stay in a place of neutrality, then we can observe and then we can just let it go. We can just say, hey, that's not me. And if you have thoughts that you're like, wow, that really resonates, that really makes me feel good, my heart center feels so wide open, fabulous. But again, watching and observing our emotions, even the highs, we also have to be mindful of getting into that place of the highs. I had a reading the other day with a wonderful woman who does Akashic Records readings. She has been mastering her craft for 25 plus years, and I'm hoping to get her on this podcast sometime this year. So I'm not going to say too much about her at this point in time, but I just had a session with her this week, and we were talking about this because I observed a really cool thing. I observed I was looking out of the corner of my eye. I could see a silvery, just something silver out of the corner of my eye. And when I turned my head to look at it, instead of it disappearing, I was able to look at it for a full solid second or two before it disappeared and my thinking brain got involved. Now, the important thing is, to me, this was a sign, a message of hello from spirit. It felt good. My cats were fine. But here's the thing that she pointed out to me. When I saw it, I didn't go, oh my God, look at that. Look at that. I literally was in the state of, oh, of course it's there. Just like I would look at anything else in my apartment. I was in a state of neutrality. And she explained to me that because I stayed in that place of neutrality, that helped me see the image directly with my eyes straight on. So without going into the highs and the lows, which we talked about in the last podcast, and we're able to stay in that place of neutrality, I believe that also helps us stay in the state of flow. So remembering Your identity is not your thoughts. Your belief system, the energy that you come from heart center, the love, the positivity, being of service, focus on what brings your heart joy. What is your soul calling? What is your soul purpose? And if you aren't sure of what that is, don't worry. You'll figure it out one step at a time. You go in one direction, you're like, this doesn't feel good anymore. Great. You'll course correct and you'll go in another direction. So separate your identity from your thoughts, staying in a place of neutrality. All right. So I'm going to teach you what's called the breath pause. And I have shared this and I will probably continue to share this because it's such a cool technique. Now, I'm not a medical doctor. I'm not giving medical advice. So just always work with the appropriate medical professional. You know that. But here's the thing about breath work. It can really help us come into a state of balance very quickly. And the breath work that I teach is science-based. This works with the nervous system. This helps get you from the fight or flight into that rest, digest, come into a state of balance. And there's also a couple techniques that I can teach you that will help you get your engines revving in the morning and help you calm down at night. But this one is going to be called the breath pause. Now, I did not create this. I was taught this. The breath pause, P-A-U-S-E. What this is a really simple technique where you're going to inhale and exhale three times. On that third inhale, you're going to hold your breath, plug your nose for up to 30 seconds. And what this is going to do is help gently increase the carbon dioxide in your system, helps to increase the blood flow because this creates carbon dioxide, helps to increase blood flow through vasodilation. So again, this is just a really simple technique. Is it going to work for everybody? No, but for a lot of people, it does. So if you find yourself in the middle of the night waking up and going, oh my gosh, I want to get back to sleep and I don't want to do the full-fledged breathing routine that Lisa taught me, or you're standing in line in a grocery store and you're getting super annoyed by what's going on in front of you, you don't necessarily have to plug your nose because that might look kind of weird, but you can try this technique. All right, so let's try this with me. So I'm going to guide you through this. Do it at your own pace and, of course, do what feels comfortable for you. So you're going to inhale and exhale. Inhale and exhale. Now on this third inhale, you're going to hold your breath, plug your nose for up to 30 seconds. Now you can watch your own clock or you can just make the decision when you start to feel like it's been long enough to let that breath go. Okay. And you can give that a try a couple times, but super easy, quick way to get yourself back into balance if you're starting to feel like you're getting super stressed out or you just want to move from that fight or flight more into the rest, digest state. All right. I have a small pillow in my lap and I use this pillow as a way to connect with the energy. So if it's a person that I'm working with, I'll use it to replace their energetic physical body because obviously they're not laying on my massage table, but I can feel a lot in my hands. I'll feel a lot in my body. I may just have a knowing of where the energy wants to work. So that's the importance of the pillow. Now, for those of you who are new to what I do, I'm a medium, I'm a medical intuitive, but most importantly, 8.5 years ago, I hesitate to use the word channeling. I have a real problem with the word channeling. And I have a real problem with the word light language, but really those two words don't resonate. I know that we need words and I understand we have to have it, but here's the thing. People have a belief system about what those two things are. This is what I am comfortable sharing. I set the intention of connecting with heart to heart, my heart with source's heart, the highest vibrational state of love. So to me, it's a connection. It is a sharing of the frequencies that I am able to express through my voice. So I am fully present. I am fully aware of what I'm hearing and sensing and feeling. I am not being taken over. I am not allowing something or someone to take over me. I'm a mouthpiece. This came to my life 8.5 years ago, and it really is a beautiful way to help you receive energy in another way. And it doesn't make me special. It just happens to be what I'm able to do to help be part of the solution. Okay, so here we go. I have a small pillow in my lap. I'm going to tune into thoughts. And I would like you to breathe where you feel guided to breathe. And as you feel guided to breathe, just notice where you're feeling stress, or even if it's thoughts. And you're going to gently breathe through those places that you feel restriction, or you're feeling tight and you want to come to a state of balance. Okay, here we go. Surrounding the session with all who are listening with the beautiful gold and white light. Envisioning our hearts connected and connected with divine source of love and light, which truly connects us all. And setting the intention for this session, we are connecting with and experiencing only the highest possible vibrational frequencies of love and light. Thank you. All right. So I'm just being asked to just breathe where you feel guided, but they're especially asking us to connect with our heart center and just very gently breathe through heart center. And your intention is to release what no longer serves you out heart center and down to Mother Earth, who will gladly transmute those energies for you. I'm going to very, very quickly share the frequencies of love and light through the use of my voice. Remembering this is vibrational frequencies of love and light translated through the use of my voice. Here we go. They're speaking of lightness and love within heart center. Please take a gentle breath through heart center and just move that around and release it out the back of your heart down to Mother Earth, who will gladly transmit those energies for you. They're now asking you to go to your head and imagine the thoughts like ticker tape that are running through your head. Streams of consciousness, and set the intention that you're going to very gently send lots of loving energy of gold and white light, and just surrounding those thoughts and just sending love as we channel these frequencies here. Take a nice gentle cleansing breath. Bring that breath from heart center all the way up your throat. Imagine that going around your thought bubble, all the thoughts with the golden white light, sending lots of love. And imagine what no longer serves you coming out like a spout of water coming out the top of your head, very gently filtering down and going down to Mother Earth, who will gladly transmit those energies for you. Mother Earth is going to step forward here, the energies of Mother Earth. May we now connect. She's asking you to invite in her beautiful green healing energy from her heart center and bring this into the soles of your feet. And you're going to very gently bring this all the way up to the top of your head, letting that very gently release up the top of your head, down your neck, across your shoulders, down your arms, your wrists, your hands, and fingertips, and very gently releasing that down to Mother Earth, who will transmute those energies for you. Now, let's bring in Mother Earth's beautiful green healing energy from her core and bring it into the soles of your feet and really feel grounded. Set the intention that you are grounded, centered, and balanced. Many of us are walking through this life, we're maybe up in our heads or up in the stars, so to speak, or we are not in that place of balance. And remembering that we are spiritual beings having a human experience and understanding that the balance also comes from the spirit world as well as that of the human experience. So grounding our energy with Mother Earth is extremely important as as making that connection and exercising the intentional will with aligning with love and light. Feeling grounded, centered, and balanced. Sending our love and appreciation to Mother Earth, our love and appreciation to divine source of love and light, to one another, and to the one, to the all, to the connectedness. Please remember, we are fully supported, we are fully protected, and we are fully loved. As always, we are here to come together as a tribe, as a community, to help raise the vibrational frequency for the one, for the all, for the connectedness. May your journey be beautiful. May your journey be full of love and support for your fellow person that's walking this journey with you. Please remember to always seek out the appropriate medical and mental health professional advice as you feel guided. And with love on our hearts and extending that love throughout, we are able to be the brightest light. Until next time, thank you. Love and blessings.